news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
State of Minnesota, County of Hennepin, District Court, 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota Plaintiff versus Derek Michael Chauvin, Defendant. Verdict Count 1. Court file number 27, CR20-12646. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 1, unintentional second degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April 2021 at 1:44 p.m. Signed, juror foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 2. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 2, third degree murder, perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Same caption, verdict count 3. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 3, second degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Are these your verdicts? So say you one, so say you all.
Yes.
Members of the jury, I find that the verdicts as read reflect the will of the jury and will be filed accordingly.
Your Honor, the state would move to have the court revoke the defendant's bail and remand him into custody pending sentencing.
Bail is revoked, bond is discharged, and the defendant is remanded to the custody of the Hennepin County Sheriff.
The jury took just 10 hours of deliberation to find Derek Chauvin guilty on all counts. The fitting end to this trial was the image of Chauvin, hands cuffed behind his back, being led from the courtroom to jail, where he could spend decades. Each of the murder charges carries a recommended 12.5-year sentence for a person with no criminal history, this according to Minnesota sentencing guidelines. And the manslaughter would be expected to result in a 4-year term. Sentencing is set in 8 weeks. The immediate reaction was overwhelming relief, followed by the realization that this is just one case. There's still so much work to be done. But as President Biden said to the family in a phone call shortly after the verdict was announced,
feeling better now. Nothing is going to make it all better, but at least, God, now there's some justice.
Right.
And, you know, I think a John is coming. My dad is going to change the world. He's going to start to change it now.
That's right.
Yes.
The President and Vice President Kamala Harris both delivered formal remarks, Harris reiterating her commitment to the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act.
A measure of justice isn't the same as equal justice. This verdict brings us a step closer, and the fact is, we still have work to do. We still must reform the system. Last summer, together with Senator Cory Booker and Representative Karen Bass, I introduced the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. This bill would hold law enforcement accountable and help build trust between law enforcement and our communities. This bill is part of George Floyd's legacy. The President and I will continue to urge the Senate to pass this legislation, not as a panacea for every problem, but as a start.
It would be a start, but the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, which already passed the House, will most likely not attract the 10 Senate Republicans needed because it would eliminate qualified immunity, which shields police officers from lawsuits. And the only solution proposed by Republicans is a proposal authored by Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, the only black Senate Republican, and it's been panned by Democrats as toothless. Almost immediately following the verdict, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi stepped up to the microphones for an actual WTF moment.
Thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice.
Oh, no. She later attempted to clarify her remarks in a tweet, writing, quote, George Floyd should be alive today. His family's calls for justice for his murder were heard around the world. He did not die in vain. We must make sure other families don't suffer the same racism, violence, and pain, and we must enact the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. Maybe Nancy should have just kept her mouth shut. But that wasn't the worst thing that happened. Right around the time the verdict was being announced, police in Columbus, Ohio, shot and killed a 16-year-old girl. They released body camera video of the shooting just a few hours later, and it appears to show the girl, identified as Makia Bryant, swinging a knife at another girl who's on the hood of a car before the officer fires 4 shots. What doesn't make sense is the fact that Bryant herself called the police to report a group of girls fighting in front of her house. Then, to make matters even worse, a video posted to Facebook shows upset neighbors talking about what happened when a nearby officer appears to yell to them,
"Blue lives matter!
Blue lives matter?" And the Washington Post reported that another cop on the scene was wearing a Blue Lives Matter face mask. Yeah, we still have a lot of work to do. Well, the Biden administration said on Tuesday it supports the bill that proposes making Washington, D.C. into a state, H.R. 51. In a statement, the administration said for far too long, the more than 700,000 people of Washington, D.C. have been deprived of full representation in the U.S. This taxation without representation and denial of self-governance is an affront to the democratic values. Well, Thursday is Earth Day, and it begins a 2-day virtual leaders summit on climate. The president will host 40 world leaders at this event to tackle the climate crisis. The summit will underscore the urgency and the economic benefits of stronger climate action. It'll be a key milestone on the road to the United Nations Climate Change Conference this November in Glasgow. President Biden also plans this week to commit to slashing greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. by half or more before 2030, the policy part of Biden's escalation of the federal government's efforts to fight climate change. Biden's pledge will nearly double America's target for emissions cuts compared to the 26-28% reduction from 2005 levels that former President Barack Obama targeted under the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. And on a related note, the largest coal miners' union in America is backing President Biden's $2 trillion green energy plan. The coal industry would benefit from the proposals to rebuild bridges, ports, and airports, likely boosting demand for steel, which typically uses coal as a key ingredient. The president of the United Mine Workers of America also said the plan would create lots of new job opportunities. Senator Bernie Sanders is introducing legislation to make public colleges and universities tuition-free and debt-free for families making less than $125,000 a year, paid for with a tax on financial transactions. The College for All Act is modeled after Biden's own campaign promises. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.